是我们的自由，我们的称义。
And we're going to talk a bit more about that later.
我们待会儿还会再多讲一点这方面。
But remember that Paul says here, if you go back to the law,
但是保罗在这里说，如果你们又回到律法下面，
then you've walked away from Christ.
那你们就是与基督疏远了。
He came to set you free.
基督来是为把你们释放。
This is the grace of God.
这是神的恩典。
And as soon as we put ourselves in that place where we say, I'm going to somehow earn His favor.
但是当你一旦把自己放在一个地位上说，我要赚取神对我的青睐。
Then what Christ has done becomes ineffective for us.
那么基督所做的一切对我们来说就无益处了。
It's verse 4 of chapter 5.
五章的第四节说
You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace.
你们这要靠律法称义的是与基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。
Now he's writing this to the believers.
这一段话是写给信徒的。
Because even somebody who is justified,
就算有人他已经被神称义了，
they can go backin their day-to-day walk to a walk under the law.
他们还是有可能在每天的生活中，在与神同行中偏离了道路。
And then hanging over them all the time will be a sense of failure.
然后他们就会一直被一种罪疚感，他们的失败感所笼罩。
A sense of guilt.
他们觉得很愧疚。
A need to strive more.
他们需要更多的来奋斗。
I need to do more.
他们觉得我需要做更多的事情。
If ever I'm going to have peace with God, I've got to do more.
为了与神之间 有一个和睦和平，感觉我需要做更多的。
And where is the grace of God in that?
那这样的话，神的恩典在哪里呢？
Where is this wonderful, wonderful gift of God in that?
神给我们那奇妙又奇妙的礼物在哪里呢？
Such a one truly has fallen from grace.
这样的人他们就是从恩典中坠落了。
It's a matter of grace is no longer known to them.
也就是说他们不再明白认识恩典。
They're not walking in it.
他们没有行在恩典之中。
And that's the issue here.
那就是问题所在。
The question is not one of salvation.
问题不是要不要恩典，要不要救恩。
But one of walking in that salvation.
问题是你是不是持续地行在救恩之中。
Paul says in verse 7, you ran well.
保罗在第七节说，你们向来跑得好。
Who hindered you from obeying the truth?
有谁拦阻你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢？
What does it mean to obey the truth?
顺从真理是什么意思呢？
It means, first of all, you have to know the truth.
首先你必须认识真理。
The truth of what the Lord Jesus has done.
就是主耶稣所做的，他是主耶稣做了什么，就是这个真理。
And secondly, you have to believe the truth.
第二点就是你必须要相信真理。
Yes, this I believe, he has accomplished this.
是的，我相信主已经为我成就了这些事情。
And the third thing is you have to stand in the truth.
第三件事就是你必须在真理中站住。
And that means every day.
我说的意思就是每一天都要站住。
Every day you stand in that truth.
每一天站立在真理的里面。
That may sound simple.
可能听起来很简单。
But the thing that hinders us,is that the truth is too wonderful for us.
但是通常阻挠我们的是我们觉得真理太奇妙了。
We think it's too good.
真理太好了。
Surely it can't be so good as that.
我简直不能相信是这么的好。
Surely I've got to do something to earn this salvation.
所以我肯定一定要做些什么才能够赚取到救恩。
And so we are so, easily drawn into a legal walk.
所以我们就很容易的又回到行律法的当中去。
But in verse 8, Paul says, this persuasion does not come from him who calls you.
但是第八节说，这样的劝导不是出于那招你们的。
The grace of God has one intention.
神的恩典只有一个目的。
And that is to bring us into the fullness of Christ.
就是把我们带进基督的完全里面。
He is only glorified when we believe Him and stand in the good of everything He's done.
当我们相信他，并且坚信他所做的一切，他的名就被荣耀。
And the work of the Spirit is to glorify Christ.
圣灵的工作就是要荣耀基督。
And then in verse 9, a little leaven leavens the whole lump.
九节，一点面酵能使全团都发起来。
As soon as you bring in a little bit of your own righteousness,
你只要把自己一点点的自我的义带进来。
A little bit of your good works to establish your place with God.
把你自己一点点的善行带进来取代神的话。
You've spoiled your whole walk.
你就把你整个生活都玷污了。
There can be no mixture.
因为不可能是两者共存的。
It's either Christ,
要么是基督,
or yourself.
要么就是你自己。
Where do you want to stand?
你站在哪一边?
On the basis of his life and his work,
在他的生命和与他同行当中,
or your own righteousness,
还是行在你自我的义行当中。
Surely the choice is easy.
这个选择是很容易的。
And verse 10, I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind.
在第十节里说，我在主里很信，你们必不怀别样的心。
Why does he have this confidence?
为什么保罗有这样的信心？
Because God is faithful.
因为神是信实的。
And he's faithful to his children.
他对着他的儿女是信实的。
And he has called us into the fellowship of his son.
他也把我们召唤进入与他儿子的交通当中。
So the Holy Spirit is going to strive with the believer.
所以圣灵就会与他的儿女们同在。
So if we find ourselves under this bondage of guilt and failure,
如果我们被自己的失败的恶所辖制的时候，
Striving, striving, striving.
如果我们在那里苦苦的征战、挣扎的时候，
It's because we're resisting the Holy Spirit.
是因为我们在那里抵挡圣灵。
Because He is not leading us that way.
因为圣灵不会把我们带进那一个地步。
But He who troubles you will bear His judgment, whoever He is.
但搅扰你们的，无论是谁，必担当他的罪名。
The Lord has no time for false shepherds.
神不会再给那些假牧师更多的时间。
And I, brethren, verse 11, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased.
十一节，弟兄们，我若仍旧传割礼，为什么还受逼迫呢？若是这样，那十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。
What was the offense of the cross?
十字架讨厌的地方是什么？
There's the shame of the cross.
就是有人以十字架为羞辱。
There's the offense to our pride by the cross.
因为它影响了我们的自尊心。
And of course for Paul,
对保罗来说，
there's the persecution of the Jews because of the cross.
他犹太人逼迫主耶稣。
Because all that investment that they had in the law was shown to be secondary to God's true purpose.
因为我们所有在主里面所付出的在十字架面前就显得是不那么重要，是第二位了。
Then in verse 12, Paul says something quite shocking.
在十二节里面，保罗说的话非常令人震惊。
He's really sick of these people.
他非常的恨恶那些人。
And he says, I wish those who trouble you would cut themselves off.
恨不得那搅扰你们的人把自己割绝了。
It's not a very nice thought. He's really frustrated with them.
这个想法好像不是那么可爱，因为他对他们非常的厌恶。
But you brethren have been called to liberty.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由。
This is the will of God for us.
这是神给我们的旨意。
Only do not use liberty as an occasion to the flesh.
只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
But through love, serve one another.
总要用爱心互相服侍。
For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
But if you bite and devour one another, beware, lest you be consumed by one another.
你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。
Now, up to this point, Paul said a few things. He's told the believers to do a few things.
到这里为止，保罗讲了一些事情，他要信徒们做这几件的事情。
The first thing he told us to do was to stand fast in the freedom.
第一件事情就是要在自由里面站立的稳。
And the second thing that he says is nothing avails but faith working through love.
第二件事情就是使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效，别的全无功效。
And the third thing in verse 13, he says through love serve one another.
第三件事情在十三节里，就是要用爱心互相服侍。
Now we can put these three things together.
我们可以把这三样事情放在一起。
Faith working through love.
生发仁爱的信心。
Love serving through love serving one another.
用爱心互相服侍。
Standing fast in the freedom.
在自由里站立的稳。
But then there's a fourth.
但还有第四件事情。
Verse 16.
十六节。
I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
我说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
Now is that the same thing?
这是讲的同一件事情吗？
It is.
是的。
And this is the calling for all of us.
这是保罗对我们所有人的呼召。
Walk in the Spirit.
要顺着圣灵而行。
And Paul says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
保罗说，顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲。
We know that we are flesh.
我们知道我们是肉体。
And we know the presence of sin in our life.
我们也知道在我们的肉体中有罪恶的存在。
And we know how easy it is to respond to flesh, to sin, in our homes, in our work, in our daily life.
我们也知道在我们的日常生活中，家里、公司里面，是多么容易的向我们肉体和罪发生回应。
And when he says that we are made free,
当我们说我们得以自由了，
the last thing we want is a freedom that simply lives in the flesh.
我们最不希望看到的就是我们在肉体中放纵自由。
A lot of people feel that's what the freedom is.
但很多人以为那就是自由的意思。
And they fear it because of that.
他们就因此就很害怕。
You know, they fear to tell people that all of their sins are forgiven.
他们不敢告诉人他们的所有的罪都蒙赦免了。
That you are right with God.
他们不敢告诉人他们已经在神面前称义。
That your works don't count for anything.
他们所做的不能够代表什么。
That Christ is your righteousness.
基督是我们的公义。
We're afraid to preach that.
这些事我们都很害怕去告诉人。
Because we feel that will...People will say, oh, that's good, now I can live as I please.
因为我们怕这样一说以后人们就说太好了那现在我们想做什么就可以做什么。
But if we live as we please, we know that we're going to walk in the flesh.
但我们知道如果我们想做什么就做什么的话我们是行在肉体中。
And we're going to be living in the very sin that Christ died to free us from.
我们就会重新活在神主耶稣为我们而死为我们罪而死的那些罪中。
So how do we live?
那我们应该怎么活呢？
The answer is walk in the Spirit.
答案就是要顺着圣
灵而行。And he says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh.
顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
Now I don't know what the Chinese word is, but in English we have the word lust.
在英文里面是肉体的情欲。
What's the meaning of lust?
情欲是什么意思呢？
It means I must have.
他的意思就是我一定要这样做。
I must have this.
我一定要这样做。
So it can be expressed in so many different ways.
可以在任何的事情上出现这种态度。
But it's driven by this self-centered desire, I must have what I want.
被一种绝对的自我中心的那一种欲望所驱使的，我一定要得到这个。
And this is completely contrary to the way of the Holy Spirit.
这是与圣灵是完全相反的。
And if we live in the flesh,
如果我们活在肉体中，
there's going to be no way that we can live a righteous life.
我们就不可能活出公义的生活。
Because we're going to be right back where we started. We're under the law.
因为我们就会完全回到一开始，我们在律法下。
The flesh has no capacity to be righteous.
肉体是没有力量来得到来成为公义的。
We are under law.
我们就完全在律法之下。
But in verse 18,
但是在十八节
，Paul says, "But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law."
但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
And if we're not under the law, where are we?
那我们不在律法以下的话，我们在哪里呢？
We're under grace.
我们就是在恩典以下。
And the Spirit dwelling in us is our life.
圣灵住在我们里面是我们的生命。
So what have we got now?
我们现在有什么呢？
We've got standing fast in freedom.
我们在自由里站立的稳。
Faith working through love.
我们在生发仁爱的信心里有功效。
Through love serving one another.
我们在爱心里互相服侍。
Walking in the Spirit,
我们行在圣灵当中
being led by the Spirit,
被圣灵来引导
and all of these are a picture or a description of one life.
所有这些都是一个生命的描述
They are the description of a life to which we are called.
他们描述了这一个我们被召的生命
What is walking in the Spirit?
什么是靠圣灵行事呢
What can we say about that?
我们能说些什么呢
？The first thing to understand is that it's not an unnatural state.
首先，我们要明白这不是一种不自然的表现。
You know, we know people who say that they're filled with the Spirit and they do very strange things.
我们听说有些人自称被圣灵充满，他们做出一些很稀奇古怪的事情。
That's not the fullness of the Spirit.
这还不是完全的圣灵。
And that's not walking in the Spirit.
这不是靠圣灵行事的意思。
Where do we look for an example, a perfect example of a life lived in the Spirit?
我们从哪里可以找到一个完全活在圣灵里面的一个榜样呢？
Of course, we see it in the Lord Jesus.
我们可以从我们的主耶稣基督的身上看到。
Because he lived in the Spirit.
因为他是活在圣灵里面的。
He walked in the Spirit.
他靠着圣灵而行。
And his life is lived. It is such a natural life.
而他活出来的是那么自然的生命。
He's not in some sort of trance.
他不是活在一个幻想当中。
He's not as if he's walking a tightrope trying to balance and not fall off.
也不是好像他在走钢丝很竭力地平衡自己，不要掉下来。
Sometimes we think that if we're going to walk in the Spirit, it's going to be like that, trying to walk on a tightrope.
有时候我们以为活在圣灵中就是像走钢丝那样的步步小心。
You know, you can do it for a little while and then you fall off.
你可能可以做几秒钟，但是马上就会掉下来。
Or you've got to maintain some strange state of mind.
或者你以为一定要保持你的意志要刚强到一个什么程度。
But to live in the Spirit is what man was made for.
但是活在圣灵中其实是我们人被造的一个境界。
You could put it this way, you could say it is the natural state of man.
你可以说这是一个人最自然的光景。
It is what we were created for.
是我们被造的原因。
You remember in the Garden of Eden?
在伊甸园里面。
There were two trees.
有两棵树。
One was the tree of life.
一棵是生命树。
And the man that God had created was to partake of that tree.
神所造的人就是本来应该吃那棵树上的果子。
And that tree is eternal life.
那棵树就是给你永远的生命。
That tree represents uncreated life.
它代表了一个非受造的生命。
And if he partook of that tree, he would have lived forever.
如果他享用那棵树上的果子，就会永远活着。
It shows us that God had a purpose for man.
这就告诉我们，神对着他所造的人有个目的。
That the man, in a sense, was not complete.
就是人本身并不完全。
Even though he was very good.
虽然人很好
and the perfect creation of God,
是神完美的作品
yet there was something more,
但是还有更有一些东西
something that God could not give him through the act of creation,
就是神还不能从造人的步骤里面给他
and what he couldn't give him through the act of creation was uncreated life.
他在造人的时候所不能给他的那样东西就是一个非受造的生命
But man was made for that.
人就是为着那个非受造的生命而受造。
And so we see the Lord Jesus walk among us.
所以我们看到，接下来看到主耶稣行在我们中间。
We see a man who is fully human.
这是一个完全的人。
And yet he lives by another life.
但是他活着好像另一个生命。
John said, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men."
约翰说，这个生命就是人的光。
And we are called to live in that life.
我们被召就是要活出那个生命。
We are called to walk in that life.
我们被召就是要行在那个生命中。
So a life in the Spirit, in a sense, is coming home.
所以活在圣灵中，从某种意义上说就是回家。
It's what we were made for.
那是我们受造的原因。
It's not unnatural.
不是非自然的。
It's not weird.
不是奇怪的。
It doesn't mean that you do strange things.
并不意味着你要做一些奇怪的事情。
But it means you walk in the peace and joy and goodness.
而是你要活在平安、喜乐和美善之中。
Of this salvation.
活在救恩中间。
Now it says, but if you are led by the Spirit.
他说，如果你被圣灵引导。
At first he said, walking in the Spirit.
一开始他说顺着圣灵而行。
And then he said led by the Spirit.
然后他说被圣灵引导。
Is there a difference?
有没有两者有没有区别?
No, there isn't.
没有。
Because we have come to the Lord.
因为我们来到主的面前。
Who?
谁的面前?
The Lord.
主的面前。
We are called into fellowship with the Son of God.
我们被召与神的儿子进入交通。
How then do we walk with him?
我们怎么与他同行呢?
Who leads?
谁带领我们?
Of course he does.
当然是他来带领我们。
Because he has all wisdom.
因为他足有智慧。
Because he is the eternal one.
因为他是那个亘古永远者。
We draw near to him.
我们被吸引到他跟前。
We listen to him.
我们听他的教训。
We bring our burdens to him.
把我们的重担带到他面前。
We are given wisdom by him.
他给我们智慧。
And we follow him.
我们也跟随他。
That is the most natural relationship.
这是一个最自然的关系。
This is not a situation where you are told what to do.
这不是那种情形，就是说你被告诉要做这个。
And then you've just got to.Do it.
然后你就不得不做这个。
Because that would be exactly the law.
因为那是律法的表现。
The law written on tables of stone.
律法写在石板上。
No help there.
没有任何的帮助。
No, this is fellowship with the Lord.
我们是与神进入交通。
This is bringing ourselves to his feet.
把我们带到他的脚前。
And in that wonderful love.
在他奇妙的爱当中
beginning to live our life,
我们开始活出生命来
led by him,
是被他所带领的生命
accompanied by him,
他陪伴着我们
guided by him,
引导我们
in fellowship with him,
与他交通
sharing with him,
与他分享
that's the life to which we're called,
这是我们被召所要得的生命
walk in the spirit,
行在圣灵当中
Be led by the Spirit.
也被圣灵来引导。
It's the right relationship.
这是一个对的关系。
Man and God in right relationship.
人和神来到一个对的关系面前。
And it's a relationship of wonderful peace.
这也是一个充满奇妙平安的关系。
Because we've been reconciled to God.
因为我们与神和好了。
Under the law, we are in bondage to a hard taskmaster.
在律法之下，我们是受到恶的辖制。
In the spirit, we are in fellowship with a loving Father.
在灵里面，我们是与爱我们的天父相交。
Now Paul says in verse 19, the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissension, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like.
情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、忌恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。
This is actually not the works of the flesh. This is some of the works of the flesh.
这些东西有些是肉体的，肉体的工作。
Much more than this.
但是还有更多的。
But when we look down that list,
我们看到这一系列的清单。
We see man grasping for himself.
我们就看到人拼命的要抓。
Man selfishly seeking only for himself.
人自私的只是寻求能够取悦他自己的东西。
And this is totally contrary to the kingdom of God.
这些完全是与神的国相敌的。
These are the works of the flesh.
这些全部是肉体的事情。
This is what flesh will do.
这是情欲所能做的事情。
Lift the restraint, and this will flow out.
你只要把约束一拿走，这些东西全部出来了。
But in verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit.
但是在二十二节，圣灵所结的果子。
This is not the works.
这不是啊一个工作。
This is what the Spirit works in us.
这是圣灵在我们心里工作。
The fruit of the Spirit.
所结出来的成果。
This is the transforming work of the Spirit.
这是圣灵改变的工作。
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Isn't this what we all hunger for?
这些不是我们都追求的东西吗？
To be able to love.
能够去爱。
To know deep, strong joy.
有那一个极大的喜乐。
To have lasting peace.
有一个很久的平安。
Peace that can't be disturbed.
没有人能够阻挠的平安。
Isn't that what we hunger for?
这些都是我们渴求的东西。
And here it is.
这里我们看到。
This is the fruit of the Spirit.
这些就是圣灵所结的果子。
This is His work in us. This is what He wants us to know.
这是他在我们里面的工作，他要我们所得到的。
And in this is the fulfillment of all that the law ever required.
在这些里面，就是所有的律法要求得到满足。
In other words, this is the righteousness of God.
这些也就是神的公义。
This is His character.
这些是神的性情。
It's His life.
是神的生命。
And He says, and those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
And who says that's their favorite verse?
谁讲了这一句话呢？
Nobody.
没有人。
What does this mean?
这句话什么意思？
It means life in the Spirit is a choice.
它的意思就是你要活在圣灵当中是你的选择。
When it says we have crucified the flesh,
当他说我们已经同钉在十字架上了，
it is, does not mean.
他不是说
that the flesh has now disappeared,
肉体消失了，
that we're no more tempted,
我们就不再被引诱了，
that we're no longer conscious of sin,
我们就不再意识到我们的罪了。
It does not mean that.
不是这个意思。
Everybody knows that would not be true.
每个人都知道这不可能的。
What does it mean?
那这句话是什么意思呢？
In Romans chapter 6, it says, and verse 12.
在罗马书的第六章第十二节里。
Romans chapter 6 verse 12. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts.
罗马书六章十二节，所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Do not let sin reign.
不要容罪在你们身上作王。
Another place he says, don't make room for the flesh.
另外一个地方就说到，不要给你的肉身留地步。
Don't let sin reign. That's a choice.
不要让你的罪作王，这是你的选择。
Our life in the spirit is a choice.
我们要活在圣灵中也是我们的选择。
Shall I let sin reign?
我是让罪来奴役我呢？
Or shall I say no to it?
还是我对罪说不？
And yes to a life in the Spirit.
对圣灵的生命说是。
The Scripture presents it as simply as that.
圣经上的话就是很简单的把这件事情这样的给我们看到。
But there is a most important foundation.
但是这里面有一个最重要的根基。
And the foundation is verse 25. If we live in the Spirit,Let us also walk in the Spirit.
这根基就是二十五节里说的，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
If we live in the Spirit,
我们若靠圣灵得生，
that's the foundation.
这是我们的根基。
Christ is our life.
基督是我们的生命。
He has done something.
他已经做了。
We can stand in what He has done.
他所做的事我们可以在那里站立的稳。
We can know victory because of what he has done.
他做了，所以我们可以得胜。
Do you live in the Spirit?
你是不是正活在圣灵以下呢？
You do if Christ is in you.
如果基督在你里面，你就可以活在圣灵中。
You do if you're justified.
你可以活在圣灵中，如果你已经被称义。
If you're saved by the Lord,You're reconciled to God. You live to God.
如果你被神得救了，与神和好了，你就可以活在圣灵中。
You are alive to God.
你对神来说是活的。
You are His child.
你是他的儿女。
Heaven is open to you.
天对你是打开的。
You are loved, loved, loved.
你是被神所爱的。
If we live in the Spirit,
如果我们靠着圣灵得生
Let us also walk in the Spirit.
让我们就靠圣灵行事
Paul said we need to obey the truth.
保罗说我们要顺从真理
Let's stand in it.
让我们站立在真理当中
Let's know the truth, believe the truth, and stand in the truth.
让我们认识真理相信真理也站立在真理中
And walk in the Spirit.
也 活在圣灵当中
Let's pray.
祷告
Lord, we thank you that your word sets forth what we otherwise would never believe.
主，谢谢你，你的话语讲出了我们所不敢相信的事实。
If you didn't proclaim it, how could we ever imagine that such grace would come to us?
如果你不在这里宣告，我们怎么能够来相信这样的救恩会这样的恩典临到我们？
Lord, enable us, teach us how to walk in the Spirit.
主啊，帮助我们，教导我们如何行在圣灵中。
To be in right relationship with you.
能够与你活出一个对的关系。
To draw water from the wells of salvation.
能够从救恩的泉源里面欢然取水。
To be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
Lord, teach us to live out of this life.
主啊，救我们脱离我们这样的生活。
And to glorify your name.
救我们，让我们能够荣耀你的名。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。阿门。